Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. You can reach me at Da Illuminati 024 or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. You are special. Special you are. Special you are. Because I am giving you another message. The message is called Kick Their Ass. How do we kick the ass of? By being intelligent, by being professional, by being classy, by being flawless. Because there are people who just want to streamline everybody. Like, I've had to think about it today. When I'm making decisions, I'm not thinking about my people, all of them, are going to be judged for my action. You know, when I make my decisions, it's like, that's why I am here. And I'm not hanging out. And I'm thinking about myself. My son is here too, thinking about him. I have other kids. Like, I'm not making messages that are meant to jeopardize, you know, my livelihood. And when I'm making decisions and when I'm talking, I don't think like my views are affecting everybody, my people. I know I have people out there, my people. And so people go on TV and they don't like the energy that they're dealing with in another part of the country. And some reason, Joanna, the omnipotent God, is not in their favor. And so they will make statements, no, and it will be referred to her people. So that is the message that I have, kick their ass. Because I'm not here to mess up my people. That is zero according to the plan. The plan is to live on Earth, have fun, raise kids, have a good time, of course, with wisdom now, because there are people that are just out there to be indifferent. You know, have some fun once I get untangled from the government and everything that they've used me for, to still run the world. There was a person on Earth that had the intelligence, that had the strength, even while carrying babies. I was thinking Sacagawea, but that is totally different. Her babies that were totally different. She died at like 24, which was so sad. So that's the message I have. I was watching something today where this guy was talking about in his company, no, and they can't boss fix or like anything like that, which that's all I needed to hear to do this message. I'm not here to have my people go down. I would want some people that think like me, that agree with me, to be going up to even the playing field. I believe that's what the government wants, because they talked about hostages to the system. Not everybody wants to be that way. As we know, some people want to be that way. There's a guy today over some engineering stuff. He was talking about, I want flus. And it's like, you're talking to a woman who's good job professional, and not saying attack that woman, but I'm saying you're bypassing that you're talking to a woman. You're bypassing, you're talking to many women during your day and seeing many women. But all of a sudden, I'm supposed to be ignited with the flame of passion by seeing someone that's looking sour. We're in a world where people face destruction. We're not in this euphoric world. We're in a world where people carry motives and intentions to do wrong regardless of what's going on. I could think every man is hot and I'm a floozy. And then I go out and there's some hag that's there to ruin my day. It's not wise, and it's not something I want to carry in me to do on a to-do list. Oh, we're not talking about it now. I'm trying to go to school. I want to be a lawyer. I'm trying to get a husband, boyfriend, whatever, my family. The last thing I need to be thinking about in a witch trial is I need to look at you and be filled with a Russian Federation and be enticed enough to draw you out of your depression and your mental state. And I'm sick of talking about, it's like, is this going to be the year of the sexual issues? I mean, Diddy went down yesterday, but the way he has treated his musicians and all of that bad stuff is coming back to bite him. And other stuff. And here we go with the sexual trafficking, which we know from a million stories. And if he's had a million people at those parties, that it's true. But it's like, you're a creep, a debaucherous disease monger. Don't go after other beautiful women and men and try to make them such, you know, because there are still models out there. There are people who want to model. There are people who want to be dancers. There are people who want to be musicians and artists. And something inside of them, that ball inside of them, you know, no pun intended, no disease, no illness, talking about the fire, I'll say the fire then, the drive in them. Because we know we have a problem with people doing witchcraft to people's hearts, our sacred hearts. And the drive inside of them is just like, I want to work. You know, my merits are good enough. You don't have to take my body, and I don't have to sacrifice. And, you know, magicians, artists, all that type of stuff that are out there. There are models that are out there that just want to model. And they don't want to lose their chances of fame and stardom to somebody that just wants to be a creep. Like, we're not giving you a chance. We're just going to trick you and you're going to be followed. And, you know, it's like this goes many avenues, like especially with his associates and all that they're doing. They pulled him out of their house. Their face looked like freaking Jason. And it's like, what are you doing in there? Because you don't seem like Christians. Or do they with the pastor toots? Remember that fish sign, the Christian sign that flashed in everybody's seraphims? But yeah, I just get sick of that. Like, guy got on there talking about, I just need fuse. And it's like, your name is on TV. Your job is on TV. I just want you to focus on that, because they're taking me down a notch from my divinity. My divinity is not, like I said, I have been out with the Russian Federation and I'm just hot and ready, forgetting everything that is going on for you, for a perfect stranger. It's just, it's weird. It's like, I am about intellect first, wisdom, charity. What did the government need? They needed someone who can reciprocate charity. I am going to be training for a job as a crisis counselor. That's not fitting in with, I'm sitting up here like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the reason I have to do this again is because I don't like people taking away from my sexuality and putting it inboxes or making me hypersexual, which is what I would call this, because flus is a wonderful state of mind. Flus is great. It is a spring morning, perfect weather, birds chirping, sun shining in the face. Wake up, it's not a bad hair day. It is wearing your favorite spaghetti strap dress if you're a woman, Hawaiian shorts, tank if you're a guy. You know, it's a good feeling to feel like I'm just swimming in Oshun, and I feel love for people, and I love to look at people, and everything is just dripping. You know, it's a good feeling. But then there is the dark side. So that's why I had to make this message, because I'm telling you, like, of course, flus is, I mean, that's the goal. But it wouldn't be directed at somebody that I'm not attractive to. And it wouldn't be directed to somebody who is too sour to have flus themselves. If you want to attract flus, you need to be in flus. It's as simple as that. I don't get why people think the magnets, I know a magnet is plus or minus, but if you want to attract something, you need to have it first. God, what is so hard about these things? Dealing with that Sagittarius rape. People who are going out here, like, we're gonna sleep with her someday. We're gonna get in those bones someday. We're gonna do this again. And very lustful, which, like I said, being in a state of lust is not bad, but it can be bad the wrong way. Everybody knows that. And then it's like, well, I want to feel attractive. I want to feel men are attractive to me. I like this attention, things like of that nature, right? That's the battle. But it still is a form of rape because it's unwanted. And I shouldn't have to fight about this. I'm just so tired of having to fight these things. And I think in the past of what beautiful women had to go through. Did you guys have to go through this? Oh my God. Did my great grandma have to go through this? Did my great, 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 great grandma have to go through this? Did my grandma have to go through this? Did my aunts have to go through this? Did my mother have to go through this? The constant freaking hounding. I am focused on getting through school. I'm not focused on being Judith that's taking off the head of I'm thinking Holofernes, but I can't recall what the name is. It's not going to work with that type of bad blood who keeps reading me and is there for me to struggle. We're talking about attraction. If you want to attract something, you first have to be it. If you want it to be attractive enough, which I do think, well, I'm not even going to go there. Because there's so much defile and there's so much unattractiveness and so much bad stuff these people have sent to my body already. You have rock horde messing with the vibration of my feet because they're Pisces? Trying to put stuff grounding? You have people messing with my body from a distance, which I am sheltered and protected. thank God. And then you want me to think, which is a bad idea across the globe, that I'd be caught in a situation where I've already been told, if you fall into our hands, you're done. And you're on TV doing this campaign, and this is the biggest problem. You're on TV where people who don't have the best of judgment need to do something with that energy. You're spreading it, and it's just going over and over. And then somebody thinks that I need to clear it up personally. That's socially irresponsible. And like I said, the biggest takeaway, it is a form of rape. Being a woman that needs to have a career, get a job, be taken seriously, this is why I am doing the show. Because you're taking away from me trying to be professional. Not trying, but being professional. You're taking away from that. You're making people think that it's not just about my personal endeavors and what I want to do. And like I said, I feel so sorry if women for generations, you know, I don't even know if there was a worse time with sexism and racism. I don't even know if it was as bad as it is now, where men just will not stop harassing Black men, white men, just won't stop. You have wives, you have girlfriends, you have mistresses, you've slept with whores. Why can't you stop? What is going on? Why? I know that your blood pressure is higher, and that makes it hard for you to be able to control yourself, which some people confuse as being dominant or stronger or feeling powerful because of the medical state that you're in. But government, when is it going to stop? When can you get out the message that I am professional and I want to be treated as such, since my image is just out there, since people know what I am thinking, you know, my image is out there, people know what I'm thinking, it's a known thing. I don't think people can get it out of their mind right now. They can't just switch gears. And then recently you think there's going to be a crisis with domestic violence. I've helped, and I've helped 50% of the people who want to literally destroy my every fiber, which goes back to the message for everyone else: kick their ass. That's what I was told to do. That's what you are told to do. That's what the universe is telling you to do. However craftily and slyly and maliciously and deceptively you must do, because I'm not going to live in a world where I have served for bad people who are just too caught up under spells to do anything but exist to rip it up something at the moment to rule. I'm not here for that. That's not my mission. We'll talk about my mission then, because people aren't separating that I'm the one that's been telling the government, no. You take the person with the most precious seraphim and you spread that around the world, my government. And I said, no, why? Because I'm put on the spot right now saying, not caring how they look, I need to just be there for flus. I need to get in those jeans, get in those bones on TV. All the sexual stuff that I've had to deal with, and you know that's not mentally healthy for a woman's equilibrium. I have to deal with the hunts 24/7, and then I have to turn on my TV and there's somebody that's still bitching that they need some injustice, or they need this, they need that, which their whole world is them being rich, and they're rich because of their company and their money and their environment. So they have it made in the shade, and they're still there to take something away. I take my life seriously. This isn't a joke. You know, people, like where I am, this isn't something I'm looking at like I can just make many mistakes. Like I can just walk outside and just make many, many, many mistakes, especially with a young child who, from what everybody's going through in that school, there's a lot of resentment. I can't just say, you know, I'm just going to go to Bugers and just be rude to somebody because I want to, because I want you to set off this wave that I am rude and I can do this and I own Minnesota State and I don't have that drive in me. That doesn't seem fun, but, you know, like I can't just go out and just be a total uncaring, which the Bible calls stupid woman. It happens all the time. I don't want to be that statistic. I don't want to be in the bottom. But, you know, with everything, I have to still think about my image. You know, since I'm just out there now, where do I want to go with this? Where do I want my history to go? And I'm just focused on being professional. I think that is the best way for me. I went to a business school. I have a sales and marketing associate's degree. Get my degree, focus on a career, focus on meeting the right people, which in this city, it's hard. You already feel the stimulation, stimulator. That is my life. And, you know, they're just completely uncooperative at this point because they're all thinking about themselves, which I am thinking on a higher level of what are they trying to fit into their social structures. They want to give me, this is what we want. I do this. And then they go off into Netherland and can live happily ever after by something I'm doing with myself. Me, one person is influencing how they are living. One person is influencing how they are living. One person, I don't believe that. I do not believe one person, talking about myself, is influencing how everyone lives. Everybody has free will. Everybody can do what they want to do. The problem is Ku Klux Klan, witches, celebrities, get off of my steez. Whatever fascination you have, it's been a long ride. I have lost two babies' fathers, which is the worst thing that I think could have ever happened. The death of a loved one. Whatever you've taken from this experiment that you call my life, just move on. Even I'm mature enough to do that. I've gotten what I want, which is seeing how the world really is. And seeing how the government wants to try to keep everything in balance so it doesn't just capsize and turn into a black hole that gets sucked away forever. There are people out there to help. But it is a balance because there are people with money. I guess the problem now is there are people with money who are there just to destroy what they don't want. And we've talked about rich people. There should be rich people, I suppose, because, you know, it helps them take care of other people. But when it's, you know, the villain, then, you know, it just turns out to be bad. Like, there's an art to being rich. You shouldn't harm any. You know, I've been watching things that is getting overwhelming for people to feel like celebrities. We're just out now. It's because you're not rich. Just saying all this bad stuff, this bad energy. It's like, this is why I didn't want to be in the forefront of what everybody's thinking, which is part of your dumb ass because, you know, I didn't choose to be there. There was no spell I cast that said put me on the mind of everybody on earth. Everybody on earth. How would I reach? You know, I'm a little girl living in Minnesota, just trying to survive, just trying to make it, trying to go to the next level, trying to be healthy. Where is my reach? You know, and it's like people just don't focus on that. Like, I didn't want to be a judge over you. Because I feel I'd be a better judge keeping everything inside of me, being who I am, and just able to navigate society with my intellect. I don't need everybody to know what I'm thinking. I don't need, because I don't want people who don't accept it to feel that. I don't need people who don't accept what I am feeling to make comments. Don't accept what I'm feeling to feel like I'm going against them, which I will deal with. Okay, I have a different thought than somebody. Am I going against them? To the paranoid, this is what it is with the bad people. To the paranoid and the bad, yes. If you're paranoid and bad, you feel like people who don't go with you are bad. But to the good, which I still think is an imbalance, we don't feel that way. We're like, they're bad, let them go their way. But, you know, to the good people, it should be like, yes, you are going against me, to even up the playing field. I'm not going to let somebody whose blood pressure is up the freaking roof stand over me, cower over me, and then if the police come, this is not a real scenario, and I don't want this to happen. They're looking at me like, huh, could you have just walked away? No, how about you get this bastard out of my face? Just because they have the grandioso, which is a, it can turn into a mental disorder, grandiosity. But I mean, yeah, if you want to even the playing field, if you don't think like me, then you're not like me, you know? And I'm not trying to go into, that's why I said kick their ass, use your imagination. Because the people who are trapped into being bad, you think they're just going to give up being bad? Like, okay, well, let bygones be bygones. You know, like normal good people, we let bygones be bygones. You know, as long as they're not messing with me, you know, we're all good. But with them, it's, and this is why they got where they are. With them, it's like, no, we're taking you out, which cannot happen and will not happen. Whatever is in their mind, their body, those maggots, it's too much for them to contain. And here I am, besides, you know, coming back from Mexico, getting all that wretchedness away from us. And I like my vibration. Everybody on earth should like my vibration. But all this time, making sure everything runs smoothly. And you guys have came up to me for years. I remember the time of the coronavirus. People talking back and just losing their mind with the energy. And I'm just looking like, but you don't have to hear me. You don't have to live in my psychic. You don't have to, you know, for years. So it's not like there has been a year where I've just gotten peace. No, there's been every single time getting hunted, people making comments, people saying they want this, people, it has been chaos. But still, what did I do? I made sure every night I go to sleep with a good conscience and get some good rest. You know, putting that optimism out there, putting that righteousness out there. And what do I get in return? People that are trying to trap me into their sociopath world. And it's not a good feeling. I don't think it is time well spent. I didn't have to take any of those hits. And that's what I told the government. And everybody knows it, from my therapist, any CPS. No. You're not going to use me to save a people that don't want to be saved. And secretly, I think everybody wants it because their chances were up. They shouldn't be eating at Burger King. They shouldn't be working at Burger King. Everybody's chances was up. It's just the time that was spent. You spent it tricking off. You got them. And you didn't have any protection. And that's what I'm pissed off about. It's because I gave these people some protection. And look at how they are coming at me. These motherfuckers jeopardized my children. Them acting retarded. And then saying that they're misunderstanding what is going on. Yeah, that's how it happened. We're misunderstanding our behavior and what is going on. Because no one in the state of Minnesota world has seen me lose my mind or go crazy or act inappropriate. It's never happened. There's not a camera alive that Joanna's just out here and it just went off and just lost it. There's not a camera in this world that has that footage. Argument isn't the same thing. Somebody gets smart to the point where they're just totally being disrespectful, which I say avoid too, you know? Avoid too. Having to go off CPS, you want to take my kids for what? That's different. So you get trapped because you secretly needing something, but then you want to come at me and you want to bitch and you want to embarrass me in front of the government, on TV, in front of millions of people who have hearts, who have to feel that energy and are back thinking about, wow, Joanna has to deal with this, Joanna has to join out, you know, just keeping me in that cycle instead of moving on. It has been revealed. The veil has been pierced that there are people who just want to dominate for whatever reason. They, you know, I'm sure it goes back generations. But to be in a public forum and putting that doctrine out there, I mean, who is following you? You know, wanting followers. Everybody that gets on TV is there because they have followers, they want followers, they're getting followers. We have the information, we are the experts. But to put that out there and not be able to get your mind right, that this is a message to the government. You know, I helped, I protected. There are people who I don't really hear their voices that much. I really don't. I don't hear the success stories as much. I do see people who are keeping integrity, which is great. Second, my screen, because my story isn't about, you know, I just keep no integrity, I'm poor, I'm letting it get to me, I'm letting it destroy me. But it's like I see what the government really is. I mean, it's full of these gang members and buddies who just mull over people and look at them like they're disposable. And there, I'm sure there's some good workers out there too, but it's a government problem. And as long as you're going through my cash, it is a no. I am happy that I had the chance, even though this is like a long-term position, to really see things as who they are. Because imagine if I had gotten $1 million and I'm hanging out the bar because I like to sit at the bar. I like to see firsthand people making drinks, and I like to read all of the bottles, which could take me hours. I could just look at the bottles all night. So I like to sit at the bar. It's not, you know, hey, I'm Good Luck Charlie. I'm a woman that likes to sit at the bar, meet somebody, you know, talk to them, go home with them. It's a nightmare. You know, these people are the enemies. These people want to get me for what I got. Not saying you should go home with people, you know. Just saying. It's a nightmare. These people want to get me for what I got. These people know something that I don't. They're here to get some information. They're acting, you know, and I'm just gullible because that's how I was. I told you, like, everything is just cool. I like getting along with people. Like, I love the way everyone looks. Everyone's unique. And I'm just like this total, like, bubbly, feel-good marketer. Like, everything is just all good. But I didn't see, like, you know, this is how things really, 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 really are. Like, no matter how positive I stay and good in life. Remember, I said, like, I believed in God and I would pray. And if I'm doing all well, God, why would anything wrong happen? And I'm just seeing now, like, this isn't the system. The system is part of the system is dark. You know, it's dealing with all of this deception. with all of this, we have to stay in power. It's dealing with reasons, which is something that I never want to deal with. I do not care about your reason. I care about you not interfering with my life. And that's the part that's the most hardest for me mentally to digest. And where mental illness could come in at. Because I have my mind right. People are doing stuff that is objectionable. And like I had a lady doing the puppy story. And she's reading me through my tummy. Talking about my tummy. And then she's going to say, we will break in at any time we want. Talking about my life, my story. We can break in anytime. And it's like that. See, that's stuff that I will remember. You're talking about a prostitution story, putting me as if I would be accepted as that in the story. And it's like, don't use me. If you can't do your job without using me, you don't need that job. Isn't this crazy? I mean, can you believe that the TV is actually talking to me? Welcome to the Illuminati. And so, you know, because covering a story about sex trafficking, it used to be like, who would want to do that? You know, because you have all these people that want to come for you and stuff like that. And it's fine. It's just a story. It needs to be brought to the attention and there needs to be awareness of it. But if you are a hater yourself who's secretly in the background trying to sexually traffic people, you are going to need more help to get that story out. And it's air quotes unhelp. But yeah, don't use me. And like I said, the stomach thing is just going too far. It's like, okay, a billion people have said, I am working out. Are you really thinking that you're trying to compete on some level? If you feel you're not competing mentally, you think you're going to deal with double trouble? I live in the Twin Cities. I was thinking about the two cities, thinking mental, physical, double trouble, which I'm not trying to be trouble. I'm just saying. So, I mean, it is what it is. I see a lot. You don't need to be hanging out with me in Middle Earth. You need to go back to your lives and what you were doing. You had a look into the future and you see the future is not you. And so rather than having a problem with me, like I said, trying to give mental illness, which is reason, because me having to process that, think about this, how my mind is working all the time on different perceptions, different signals. And so the signals that are coming in is reasons. That's more complicated than mentally digesting something else. You know, there's thoughts. All thoughts are not created equal is what I'm saying. And the reason is something that is, and I know people speak this way just to annoy me, or it's just part of them, but with thoughts not being created equal, that has to be looked into further. And I don't have the time to deal with that. I don't really want to deal with that. The point is, don't interfere. That's how I see it. That I'm the Statue of Liberty right now. Don't interfere. You see how, as an Aries, that's very clear cut. You know, that's my take on life. I'm riding in a convertible with my hair blowing through the wind, you know. Don't interfere. I don't care about, see how the cog, you felt as soon as I said that, how that cog got into the mix? I don't care about whatever reason it is. It is a don't, and it is a no. So I don't have to deal with that interjecting, sucking up your energy of whatever mental illness you have. Maybe it isn't a mental illness, right? Let's be fair here. Is everyone gonna go out and there's a parade throwing out medicine like Skittles? Okay, well, it's not a mental illness. You're being unyielding, inflexible, and ornery. So it's coming from an unyielding, inflexible, and ornery place. Okay, so dealing with those cogs. Am I having to be put into the mind to understand, like I said, the attraction, unyielding, inflexible, ornery? So that's changing my energy that's inside. You see that? Wow. To meet that, it's not a demand. I have a set way of doing it. It must have happened when I was a child. I must have set my ways when I was a child. But guess what? It works for me. It is enough that I need to be able to get through my life and be protected and care for myself and have a piece of the American dream. But the problem is that people aren't reaching within themselves and they're reaching outward into other people's lives. And I think there needs to be boundaries. We are all in this together. I'm just saying that statement, you know how I feel about that. But we're all in it together. And so understand my point of view. Everybody wants to keep coming for me. You want to come directly to the queen. You want to come directly to me. Bypass everybody in your life. Bypass everybody in your city. Bypass every magistrate in your city. Every judge in your city. Every councilman in your city. And come directly to me. To confront or say what you have. Get off your chest. Ramble off. I've been holding this inside for whatever. You want to come directly to me. So that's what I have to say. It's getting long and it's a snowstorm, so I'm wondering, is there gonna be daycare today? It's really snowing, like the streets are like ghost town. But yeah, like, people want to come to me directly. So that's what I'm saying. Let's just all put this in perspective. Try to take a walk in my shoes. I'm dealing with a situation of being a normal girl. And all of a sudden, everybody knows through the grapevine, I believe it started. I'm being publicized as this secret entity that they, for whatever power, whatever prism they thought they were in, I was secret and I'm not a real person, which I am a real person. That, because remember, it started out where I came out with the Illuminati. I am a real person. This isn't just some medium AI that's just out there. So try to put yourself into my position, guys. I am just sitting here and I have to deal with this barrage of we're peeing on ourselves. We can't contain for some reason. And you want, just think, how am I supposed to look at that? There's something that you have to get off your chest regarding me, who did not create you, did not educate you, did not pay you. What is the bug inside? You know, and you know I'm getting spiritually gang-stalked. And I have to deal with that all the time. I mean, can't you find some compassion for that? Can't you see in totality that it's not just you who is one dot on the earth? I'm dealing with principalities here. I'm not dealing with you. I'm not dealing with principalities. And now I'm dealing with you and your reason, who is not articulating to me what it is that you want. Have some compassion. You want to say you out there. It's Joanna. We don't want this. We don't want that. Then first, try to put yourself in my shoes and see how I feel about things. Yes, I am here. I have to do normal things. I have to drive a car. You know, I'm not just some genie in a freaking dope machine. You don't even go to your celebrities like that. The celebrities, they would love the, I mean, that's how they get off. Those outfits don't pay for themselves, and the outfits must be seen. Those hairstyles, those new haircuts have to be seen. The new boyfriend has to be seen. The I did something quirky, I put a muffin on my nail and now it's trending, has to be seen. And that seems to entertain people and keep them more contained in their mind than what I am doing. Because with me, it seems there is constant confusion. Do something that fits. Everybody, this is a time of reckoning right now. You need to see who I am. You know, make your judgments or whatever you must do. And see if the star fits in the star box, square fits in the square box, the oval fits in the oval box. Because I know where I am right now. Okay? I know what I'm trying to do. I'm living a simple life here. And I just want to enjoy my family and get paid back for everything that's going through your head. That's it. You see how that is satisfying? Because that is the truth. But yes, I do see like all of the things that have came at me, which is how is it called? It's called like oppression. Or there's a scripture, I think it's Ephesians 6 and 12, about there are principalities on the earth and, you know, there are powers and, like, there's just all these types of invisible ley lines. They're not ley lines. Ley lines are geometrical, hemispheric, energy spots, equator, you know. That's different. But yeah, everybody's just not nice. But everybody wanted that nice image to be kept alive. There is karma out there. And that's what I was seeing with people who make these blanket statements on the news. It's Joanna. Back to kick their ass. It's Joanna. So therefore, it's Joanna and her people. No, no to Joanna and her people. And it's like, they're not able to not intercept the karma. Everybody has a different karma. It's not Joanna and her people. I don't represent everybody. I represent myself. Do I feel brave? I guess I am brave, but it's just who I am. It's just what I've earned. It's the inertia that I have. I just want things to go right. I don't have, you know, anything wrong with me. I want to stay healthy. I just want to live a nice, peaceful life. I want to do some fun things. And I know that seems simple enough, but it's fine for me. All of these crazy people running around here, we need unscheduled flus. We need to know what to do with the people we've raped in porn. You know, just, it's just surprising, like, the sexual issues that are going on in my life, like the sexual issues that are being directed to me. You know, it's like, live my life 50% of the time, the other 50% of the time, deal with sexual issues and making everybody vulnerable. Making everybody feel ashamed to these unforeseen predators that would not show the crack of their ass to me in public. And it's just very annoying to have to deal, because it's just energy that's just coming out. FIFO, LIFO. I don't want to spend my energy thinking about these sexual issues when I'm not even dating. Because the biggest part I don't like is people are acting like it's new. You know, it's being presented like this is a new thing when this is old. Stop thinking you're sounding cool. It's not cool. It's an old issue that I do not want to deal with because people aren't listening to what I said. It shouldn't be going on. Government, it shouldn't be going on under my watch. People have a right to be healthy, clean up the slums, do some redevelopment, have people have an education. You will have a better country than anywhere else. I don't have it in me, folks, to really take on that dirty, nasty, incubus, succubus, I don't care about my body, I don't care if I catch a disease, uncaring, stupid woman nature. I don't have it in me, and I don't think I ever will, and I don't think you will ever be able to spell me to where it takes over my consciousness and I am that. I don't believe it. I believe people should have a fair chance at life. I don't believe in possessing babies. I don't believe in people, young girls, being followed, young boys being followed and being molested. I don't believe it. And I'm sure everybody and their top mediums in the world is sending that bullshit my way. It will not stand. Believe it or not, and I know my son is here, but I'm going to say the B word. Believe it or not. Believe it or not, B word. I'm really not that weak. Whatever bug is in you from that mental illness, you need to figure out how to rehabilitate yourself. Remember, the rejuvenate, your rap music is for the rejuvenation of holes. See what you can do with your artist to get your mind out of the gutter. Because when you are here, you're feeling like you're in the gutter. And like I said, B word. I take that personal if you are saying that I'm making you feel a certain way. I am not here to deal with people feeling a certain bad way from me, because that's not what I put out. That's not the energy I want to attract. I want to attract free and clear energy so I can go about my way, do what I need to do with speed. I don't want to be bogged down with your BS. So, I'm at 62 minutes. This thing is getting heavy. This tape is getting heavy. I'm going to have to call it here. Thanks for listening to Da Illuminati, and I hope you have a good day. I love you.